The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Last week, we spoke to Alliance MP Saoirse Eastwood about the new requirement for visitors to Northern Ireland to pay £10 for an electronic travel authorisation, an ETA, similar to the American ESTA, if they're from a non-European country, and it will extend to all later on in the year. What are the potential impacts? Well, we're joined by Joanne Stewart, CEO of the Northern Ireland Tourism Alliance. Good morning and welcome, Joanne.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me on.
Now, the difficulty here is that for people who would be, say, going directly in to Northern Ireland from wherever, from Romania, from Kazakhstan, from Russia, whatever, they would see this in their application that they, for travel, they would have to pay this. But for people coming into the Republic and then saying, I fancy a trip to Derry or Belfast, suddenly they're told, well, you have to have an ETA.
That's right. And really, there's a two-pronged to this, is that you're right, that when anybody books to come direct into Northern Ireland, they will be told they need an ETA, and that will be checked before they get onto their flight. But those who are travelling at the moment from non-European countries into Ireland obviously won't be told that they need an ETA to come into the UK. And in fact, a lot of visitors don't realise that they're coming into the UK when they go to Northern Ireland, because we're promoted as the island of Ireland. So you're in a situation where, one, they don't know about it, and there are legal consequences if you were to be found without an ETA in Northern Ireland. But two, if they do find out they need one, then it's, is it going to put them off actually coming up? The fact that they have to go through an application process, they have to pay an additional £10, and they have to get that approval to travel. So we've got sort of two issues with it.
So the number of people who go to Northern Ireland as tourists, how many of them actually come via the Republic?
Well, sort of about, there's about 500,000 international visitors who would come to Northern Ireland, and about 70% of those would come via the Republic of Ireland, and primarily via Dublin Airport, and then would spend some time in Northern Ireland as part of their trip to Ireland. That could be part of a tour, you know, run by a tour operator, or it could be people who might decide they're going to rent a car or get the Enterprise train or get a, you know, a coach to come up to Northern Ireland. And they would spend about 210 million. So it's sort of between each year, between 17 and 20% of our revenue comes from international visitors.
Now, the question, if you fly into, say, Dublin Airport typically and you rent a car, I suppose it would be up to the car rental company to say to you, by the way, if you're thinking of going to Northern Ireland, you need an ETA. And there's no guarantee that that rental company will say that to a tourist.
That's right. And there's no legal obligation on the car rental company to say that. And then it's, if they do say it, it's how they say it. So that we want to make sure it's said in a positive way, so it doesn't put somebody off coming up to Northern Ireland. And that's, we're working with the Home Office with regards to the communications, how they're communicating that in the south of Ireland, and how can they make it a positive experience, because the guidance at the moment says it takes up to 3 days to get the approval. Now, we think that's not the case. That's probably, the exception rather than the rule. But if it's that sort of messaging in the guidance, then that will put people off, coming up.
I presume, like the ESTA in the United States, it's done online.
It is done online, and it is a fairly simple process. I think the difference with this is that the ETA is very like the ESTA, but it's really based on those who are arriving direct into the country. For example, America, you know, you arrive direct into America. We're unique in that, you're coming into another jurisdiction and then crossing a border that doesn't have any immigration control on it. As I say, in a lot of times, people don't realise they've actually crossed the border. And that's why we're asking for an exemption, because we really don't have that sort of protection for the tourists to make sure that they actually know they need one.
I mean, a classic example would be, Joanne, if you are a tour operator who's operating a coach business and you have maybe 60 people or 40 people on the comfortable coach, and only 25 of them have an ETA and the other 15 don't. I mean, you're not going to be going to the trouble of trying to get them all to organise their ETAs. You're going to say, I'll go somewhere else.
Well, that's it. And this is the other issue for tour operators. I mean, they will be aware that's part of their job to understand all the requirements of the countries they're going into. And although it is it's the responsibility of the individual to apply for an ETA, tour operators are responsible businesses and they will want to make sure that everybody has an ETA. And just that administration and the additional cost going on to the trip for the individuals, you know, will make tour operators think twice. And we're already seeing that where, you know, maybe they're including a day in Northern Ireland as part of a trip around Ireland and, you know, asking the question, is it worth it, you know, to make sure that all of those people on the coach have an ETA, have paid their money. And actually, there's a lot we can do within the Republic of Ireland and not include that. So for us, it's about getting the messaging right. We are still trying to get an exemption, but also making sure that we have such a great product up here that people definitely want to come and won't be put off by something like this. But we do have concerns that
this is really all about immigration, isn't it? They want to know who is coming to the United Kingdom and who is passing through and who is staying there. They want that kind of statistical information and indeed individual information. And if they give an exemption to people coming from the Republic, they won't have that. So how likely is an exemption?
Well, I mean, we're still trying. Our minister, our economy minister, Conor Murphy, is very much supportive of it. Obviously, Saoirse and the Northern Ireland politicians understand the challenge and are supportive of this exemption. It's not tourists that they're wanting to stop going into the UK. And the fact that we don't have border controls on the land border sort of makes it, you know, how they, you know, there's no checks, sort of formal checks for the ETA. We have concerns if somebody for some reason, you know, has a car accident or needs to go into hospital, you know, what are the implications if it's found that they don't have an ETA? So these are the things that we're trying to work through with the Home Office. But we do think that the easiest thing for tourists across the island of Ireland is that they would be exempt. It would be very straightforward to be able to show that you are a tourist. You know, you have return flights, you have accommodation. Yeah. So there's different things that could be checked. And it just takes those people out of the equation, which isn't the people that they're trying to stop going into the UK.
Joanne Stewart, CEO of Northern Ireland Tourism Alliance. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.